Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining. And every day we read a devotional here. It's called From the Suffer Well Devotional Series. And what a wonderful name to suffer well. And today we're going to be reading one that's called Who is Double-Minded? And that is the title. And we're going to start off with a scripture, John 17:14-17. So John verses 17:14-17. So please listen and comprehend what I'm trying to express to you here this morning and today, whenever you're watching, wherever you're watching from. Some of you might be listening in the radio. It might be evening. You might be listening to somewhere else around the world. But John 17:14-17 says, I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. The word is truth. And as the scriptures say, the truth shall set you free, right? So we're going to continue reading the devotional, and then I'm going to do a little teaching upon this morning. So the devotional says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now, tell us who is double-minded, the Creator or man? The Creator or man, who is double-minded? It says in John 7, as we just read, in John 17:14, they, meaning believers, are not of the world. Is this not the same world that so many of you say in John 3:16 describes the world Yahweh so loves? Let's highlight John 17, verse 16 for the moment. They, meaning believers, are not of the world, even as I, Messiah, am not of this world. We ask again, who is double-minded? The common mistake when interpreting the scriptures is trying to understand Hebrew thought forms with a Greek mindset. That's powerful. That's powerful. Trying to understand Hebrew thought forms with a Greek mindset. The Hebrew language of adjectives and verbs promotes action. It is a hear and do language. The Greek, on the other hand, is a noun-based language, a seat and complete language, or sit and complete language. Let's look again at John 3:16 and John 17, verses 14 to 17. What's the deal? How can Yahweh so love a world that Yeshua clearly states we are not of? They are two different worlds, correct? ? Right. Explanation. Yet the Greek interpretation makes no different distinction. It uses the same word, cosmos, in both verses. This creates double-mindedness. Satan, and in parentheses, ego or self, close parentheses, rules this world, and in parentheses, carnal desires, close parentheses, we live in. The world we are not of. Yahweh does not love this world of Satan's. As a matter of fact, it is set to be destroyed. The John 3:16 world that he so loves is his world, the world we are headed back to. The Hebrew language describes it as a place of absolute purity, socially, morally, governmentally, and spiritually. It is a perfect place. His garden of love. He sent his son to take us back to that place. If you are still struggling with this paradigm shift, these verses should help you. Oh, and I pray, for your truth. John 17:17. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. John 15:19 says, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. That's John 15:19. 1 John 2:15-16 says, do not love the world or the things of in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And 1 John 5:19 says, we know that we are of the mighty one, and that the whole world lies under sway of the wicked one. And then we read John 16:33. The world that is coming is the world he loves, not the one that we are living. Be of good cheer. He has overcome this world. And as we read there in John 16:33, it says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Praise our wonderful creator. That was the devotional for today. And this is a question of double-mindedness or understanding the Hebrew mindset versus the Greek mindset. And that's the way we have to look at scripture. And this is important. We have to understand about these two worlds. We have to understand about what it says in Ephesians 6:12 when it says, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. We must grab the concept, everyone that's listening. We must grab the concept that it comes down to righteousness, which is Yahweh, and evil, which is of the enemy. That's it. There's a consistent war going on for our souls. And we have to decide what world we want to be in. We have to decide what kingdom we want to be in and what king we want to follow. We have that decision, but understand it is not of the same place. There are two different places. 1 John 4:4 says, but you belong to Yahweh, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to comprehend and think about this spiritual battle that's consistently going on. And we need to understand what it says in James 1:8 that says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We must remain stable in him and understand the world that we are of. And understand that his spirit drives that, not our flesh. And understand everything he requires of us. It says in Matthew 15:18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Let me give you a clear example of what this world is versus his world. Because many of people get confused and they might not understand or they might not get it. His world versus the world we don't want in this world. The world we live in, but we're not to be of. When you have anything in your life that opens a door to our enemy, you are choosing to serve him. And many of us don't want to do this, but our flesh wants to do this. Our flesh cries out to do this. And it's something we struggle with. But when we're living with the spirit of Yahweh, we're in a different world, a different place. Yeshua said that yoke is going to be easy to comprehend. And this is the battle. This is what the race is. This is the endurance that Paul was talking about. It's to get out of the world of Satan and get into the world of Yahweh. That's what it comes down to, folks. That's what it comes down to get away from these worldly things. And there's physical things, but there's also the emotional things. And this is how we check ourselves. You know, we confirm everything according to scripture, what really truly is of Yahweh's spirit, and what does he hate, what does he love. When you confess Yeshua as Messiah, something is supposed to change your heart. You are now to love what he loves and hate what he hates. But our flesh doesn't want to let go. It doesn't want to let go to those things we once loved. Now, if you struggle with those things, eventually you will be able to let go and be free. But if you don't struggle with these things and you still take joy in those things, you're not going to ever be able to let go. And it's time we let go of those things that hold us captive to the world we don't want to be of. And I'm going to tell you what those things are. We know the physical things, and we're going to talk about the physical things, the worldly things that we struggle to let go of sometimes because we've been so engraved in them and been messing with them for so long. But his things are the beautiful things, and that's how we know. You can't have both. Yahweh, there's no double-mindedness with Yahweh. You cannot have both. You have one or the other. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You can't serve two masters. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're doing it all or none. And as I say all the time here, most so-called believers and even people of the world will complete and do up to 80 or 90% of Yahweh's word through natural moral living. But he's not looking for 80 or 90%. He's looking for you to let go of that world. He's looking for you to close all those doors to Satan coming in. He's looking for you to be free. Free doesn't mean dabbling in Egypt. Free means free in the promised land. That's what it means. Get out completely of Egypt. Just like the children got out of Egypt, but Egypt didn't get out of them. Well, even though we know Yahweh now, some of us are still in the world with our worldly ways and our worldly things. And we must break free from that. And it's not just a physical thing, it's an emotional thing also. What does the Bible say about these worldly things that we must get rid of and that we hold on and cling to? 1 Peter 2:10-11. 1 Peter 2:10-11 says, "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your souls. Once you had no identity as people, now you are Yahweh's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received Yahweh's mercy." Do you understand? This war that's going on is not a seen war, it's an unseen war. But we can identify this through the way we're letting the enemy in, we're choosing him. Titus 2:11-13 says, "After all, Yahweh's saving kindness has appeared for the benefit of all people. It trains us to avoid ungodly lives filled with worldly desires so that we can live self-controlled, moral, and godly lives in this present world. At the same time, we can expect what we hope for, the appearance of the glory of our great Elohim and Savior, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." Hallelujah. 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 We need to choose him. We need to choose him. Yeshua. 1 John 2:15-16 says, "Don't love this evil world or the things of it. For if you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. This is all there is in this world, wanting to please our sinful selves, wanting the sinful things we see, and being too proud of what we have. But none of these things come from the Father. They come from the world." Just change the world with Satan. That's what you got to do, this world. But we know there's a better place to come, a better kingdom for us. We got to understand that. We got to choose Yeshua. That's the choice we have. "Oh, taste and see how good he is." Luke 16:11 says, "And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven?" 1 Peter 1:13-14 says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep a clear head and set your hope completely in a grace to be given when Yeshua Messiah is revealed. As obedient children, do not be shaped by the desires that you used to influence you when you were ignorant." Remember what it says in Romans, do not follow the customs of this world, but let your mind be transformed to the way of Yahweh. Stop trusting things that cost you harm and put your trust in Yahweh alone. Put your trust in Yahweh alone. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says in Wisdom 11:28, "The person who trusts in his wealth will fall, but the righteous will flourish like green leaves." Hallelujah. Matthew 6:19 says, "Do not accumulate for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. And 1 Timothy 6, 9 says, but people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped with many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. I tell you all this, we are already rich if we are in his world. We already have all the riches stored up in heaven for us. We already have succeeded in receiving the world's greatest blessing, and it's not winning the lotto or having a lot of money. No, it's having a relationship with him that keeps us away from this world of Satan. In the end, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Luke 9:25 says it's worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourself are destroyed or lost. And 1 John 2:17 says the world is passing away, and all the things that people want in the world are passing away. But whoever does what Yahweh wants will live forever, forever. We don't fear death in our physical form because we know we have eternity waiting for us. How many of you can sing amongst the troubles of this world and praise a wonderful creator, not only when things are going good, but when things don't seem right, you can still praise him and sing and understand. And all his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. How many of you can rejoice every single day, not getting caught up in the things of this world? How many of you understand this? How many people seek to be like Yeshua and not want to follow the worldly ways and just the desires of the people of this world? Proverbs 23:17 says, do not envy sinners in your heart. Instead, continue to fear Yahweh. There is indeed a future, and your hope will never be cut off. Proverbs 24:1-2 says, don't envy evil people or desire their company. Not even their company, for their hearts plot violence in their worlds, always stirring up trouble. Focus on what really matters. Colossians 3:2 says, keep your mind on the things above and not of these worldly things. Keep your mind on the things above and not of these worldly things. Well, how much have we failed in these things? How much have we failed in keeping our mind on the things above and the things of Yahweh and not of these worldly things? Well, I'm going to tell you how much we failed and how much we continue to fail. But like I said, some of us will struggle to let go of these things, but if that struggle is strong enough and you know it's not of Yahweh, eventually you'll be able to let go. But if you love these things, that's another story. If you love these things, you're never going to be let go. Remember Colossians 3:2, keep your mind on the things above. The mind of Yahweh, love, joy, peace. Do you have these things in your life? Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace and mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. These are the things of the things above. These are the things we must stay focused on. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise, things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, and commendable. And then we look at the things that we not to look at. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say then, walk in the spirit. Ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And what is our flesh thinking? What does our flesh act on? And what do? We look at the world of Satan, the world we live in that we're not to be of. And if you have any of these things in your life, you're struggling, you need to break these things free. Because our Creator says it's a commandment to walk and to rejoice and to praise him at all times. That's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. And if you're a so-called believer struggling with these things, you need to understand about the battle that's going on, and you need to choose the right side. Because anytime you have any of these things in your life, you're opening a door to the enemy. You're opening a door to the enemy to get in. Remember, Yahweh knows our minds and our thoughts. Yahweh knows our mind and our thoughts even before we even think them. From the beginning of time, he created us. But Satan doesn't. Satan is only going to respond by our words and our actions, and he's going to see us. And when he sees that doubt, and when he hears us cursing, and when he hears our doubt, and when he sees us lusting after things of this world, he knows how to get to us, and he knows what the door that's open. Anything, rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy or envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unshameful, or unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. These are not things of Yahweh. These are things of the world we must let go of. Now you say, oh, well, I had some anger yesterday. No. Yahweh, let him take revenge, and you just, all the joy is in Yahweh. Because all his promises are a yes and amen. The word is filled with songs. You don't understand the Psalms, the book of songs? We need to be singing these songs. That's what we need to be doing. Every day, walking around with joy. Walking around with joy. See, worldly things cause you to lose your desire and your passion for Yahweh. That's why we need to avoid those things. We need not to open up any doors to the enemy. Luke 8:14 says, the seeds that fall among the thorns represent those who hear the message. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. You have to understand. You have to understand Yahweh and understand Yahweh. Yahweh sometimes blesses people in certain areas so they can return and bless others. But do not participate in the things of this world. You got to get this and understand this. Luke 16 verses 9 and 10 says, here's the lesson. And use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then when your earthly possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And Luke 11:41 says, a generous person will be enriched, and the one who provides water for others, he himself will be satisfied. But we must not participate in things of this world. Colossians 3:5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evilness and covetousness, which is idolatry. Romans 13:13 says, because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't and do not participate in the darkness of the wild parties and drunkenness or sexual promiscuity or immoral living or in quarreling and jealousy or in quarreling or jealousy. Not even getting in these discussions with these people and being drawn in. Ephesians 5:11 says, do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Expose them and be free. 1 Peter 4:3 says, for time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles or the non-believers. When we walked in the lavishness of the world and the lust and the excessive wine, and the revealing banquets and the abominable idolatries, the knowledge of the world. 1 John 5:19 says, and we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And 1 Corinthians 3:19 says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in Yahweh's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And then finally, I give you Ephesians 6:11. It says, put on the whole armor of Yahweh that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and all the ways of him. We need to put on the armor of Yahweh. And we speak about that. We speak about his armor and his clothing, and we talk about that, and we see what that is. We protect ourselves. And we think about Psalms 91, where he protects us, a song, another song. And we think about all these Psalms 34 about tasting and seeing him and his kingdom. And we think about Psalms 119 about the obedience. It says here, sing to Yahweh in 1 Chronicles 16:23. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth, of his salvation from day to day of his Yeshua. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. To surround ourselves with people of Yahweh. To surround ourselves with people who have the desire to please him. To deny ourselves and deny our flesh. To understand what it means to suffer with him. And to suffer well. To get that. And to truly, truly be set apart and understand what that truly means. To be set apart. John 14, 23 to 24, Yeshua replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Do we get that and understand that today? Do we understand that we must remain firm in his word? And we must stand firm no matter what. We must. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 20 to 22 says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Yeshua. And so thought in him, the amen is spoken to us by the glory of Yahweh. Now it is Yahweh who makes both us and you stand firm in Yeshua. He anointed us. He set his seal of ownership on us. And he put the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. And all his promises are yes and amen. We need to hold on to that and remember that and not depart from that and make the right choice. Stand firm. Stand firm. In Exodus 14, 13, 14, Moses said to the people, do not fear. Stand firm and see the salvation of Yahweh that he will provide for you today. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. That is our devotional and our message today. You can see more at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you for listening, everybody. And whatever time it is, wherever you're listening to this, please share this message with others and choose the right side. And understand, double-mindedness is not of Yahweh. One mind, one road, one way, one light, one Yeshua, one choice. And that is the choice of righteousness and the world of Yahweh and not of this world of the flesh. All right. And praise our wonderful creator every day. And thank you for listening. We're on the local radio every morning and every night. We're on the internet every single day. You can find the information that's out there. So do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed. Take up your stake and follow him. Follow him as he said in his word. Follow me. Follow me and be obedient to his word. And enjoy the blessings that come along with his holy word. Everybody, don't worry about the troubles and things of this world. Just rejoice in knowing that our creator has you under his wing. And he wants the best for you. And remember Psalms 91. That's what I want you all to do today when it's over. Read Psalms 91 and sing it with joy and passion. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Or a blessed night, wherever you're listening. Until then, everybody, have a shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Falling in love with Jesus. Yeah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with my Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms I've been protected. Oh, in his arms I never ever feel disconnected. No, in his arms I feel protected. There is no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love. Falling in love with Jesus. Ever done.